What have been the major changes over the last 30 years?
I think overall, the major change that I've seen, particularly in the last 15 years, has been the change of priority of diabetes in the minds of many people in medicine. This is, of course, a very fortunate thing, in that, as I was saying earlier, I think certainly prior to the 1980s, diabetes was seen almost like the Cinderella of services. People didn't want to become specialists in diabetes, certainly not in paediatrics. And diabetes was almost always relegated to the bottom of the pile of medical specialties. I do see, both in adult diabetes and certainly in paediatrics, that diabetes has become a very much more almost glamorous specialty to be in, because, and I suppose that's because we now have better means of trying to control it. We have better means of establishing standards, such as looking at glycemic control with HbA1c. We have a good number of medications in adult diabetes, particularly to control blood pressure and look at renal function and so on. And of course, all these have become more important on the back of landmark studies such as the DCCT and the UKPDS, which have proved beyond any shadow of doubt that glucose control is of paramount importance. But then, of course, it has been recognised over the last 20 or 30 years how important the lifestyle changes are in diabetes, and trying, as I was saying earlier, to help and support patients, A, to understand the condition, and B, to support them psychologically and socially in looking after what is the most demanding disease imaginable. Both in type 1 and in type 2 diabetes, huge lifestyle changes are necessary in order to maintain really good control over the years. Now, in children,